Canned fish, like sardines and anchovies, are a pantry staple for some. The little fish are packed with omega-3 fatty acids and contain less mercury than larger fish, like tuna. But many shun these fish in a can because they're oily and have a strong flavor and a strong fish smell. Louis Razzo would like you to consider trying fresh versions, especially of mackerel and sardines. Louis is the fourth-generation owner of F. Razzo & Sons. He supplies restaurants like Aquavit, Balthazar, and La Bernardin. He joins us for today's Last Chance Foods. I was doing some research on sardines, anchovies, and mackerel, and it seems like one of the reasons we're used to seeing them canned is because they spoil quickly.
Yes, that's true. They do spoil fast because they're so small, because they have such a high oil content within the fish itself that any exposure to warm weather for any length of time, they'll go bad quickly. And I think another reason why the chefs are using it now is because of purveyors like me who are able to get them in quickly and then move them quickly. I never hold a sardine more than a day. I mean, I'll bring in 100 pounds of sardines and make sure that I sell 100 pounds that day. Because if I carry the sardines into the next day and the clientele that I have, I pretty much get stuck with them. I will have no place to move them. So I'll throw them out if I have to. But, you know, we try to move a fresh product.
So explain to me the difference between these three fish, sardines, mackerel, anchovies.
Well, the Spanish mackerel is mostly a fish that I catch from the southern tip of Florida to the northern Gulf of Mexico. The fish are a little bigger than an anchovy or sardine. They're all rich. They're all very flavorful, all rich in omega-3 fatty acids.
All oily.
All oily. The Spanish mackerel is attractive to chefs for sushi, and it's prepared in different ways. I mean, I sell it to BLT with Amy Eubank, who cures it for 12 hours and puts spice on it, which is delicious. I sell it to Mama Fuku, who serves it raw, which is also delicious. So it's a fish you have a lot of variety with.
So any recommendations you have on what folks should do with these fish, fresh or canned?
If you are lucky enough to come across fresh sardines, the best way that I know is to just gut them, take the bones out, and grill them very quickly. It's a very flavorful fish. It's just one of my favorites.
And what about anchovies?
Anchovies are a little different. Anchovies are generally smaller than sardines, so you really can't gut the fish. You really have to fry an anchovy if you're able to get it fresh. They're already cooked out of a can, and I have to be honest with you, I've never had anchovies out of a can because I'm always able to get them fresh.
There you go.
I know that sounds a little snobby, but I'm in the fish business. I love Spanish mackerel because you can get a fillet out of each side of the fish. And the oil content and the booming flavor that can get out of the fish, you just want to sear it on the skin side very quickly and maybe put a little oil on there, some spices on there. And to me, the simple way is the best way when you have a fresh piece of fish, like a Spanish mackerel.
Tell me your approach to oily fish versus, cod or tilapia.
You have to be very careful. My approach is, as I said before, I'd never try to hold a fish. I mean, for instance, to go off the subject a little bit, bluefish, which
yes,
is also
I
in that type of family, in
right,
which very oily fish. And really, fish foodies really understand that if you can get a 2-2.5 pound bluefish that's a few hours out of the water and you cook it and prepare it well, it's almost better than any fish you can have.
So am I reading you right that the oilier the fish, the faster it spoils?
The danger with a very oily fish is if it's not fresh and it's not cooked right, I hate to say it, but you get the runs.
Hmm.
So if you have a bluefish, especially a big bluefish, the bigger bluefish are have more oil in the body itself. If it's a little old and it's not cooked well, you'll feel it the next morning.
Is there a difference now that you're seeing in how restaurateurs are using fish now versus during your dad's day?
Oh, for sure.
What's the difference?
Well, I think the variety of fish has greatly changed because of being able to bring in fish overnights. I'm able to bring in fish from all over the world, and it gives the chefs varieties to choose different items.
Louis Razzo is the fourth generation owner of F. Razzo & Sons. Where are you located?
I'm on 159 9th Avenue between 19th and 20th Street.
It supplies many of the city's leading seafood restaurants. Thanks for coming in, Lewis.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
To learn more about small fish and to get a recipe, go to the culture page, WNYC.org.